Away down south in Caroline, where the sun would scorch a porcupine and the cooling breeze was never known to blow, there lived a gal, believe it or not, who was twice as cold as the weather was hot. Her boiling point was 4 degrees below. The Romeos all passed her by, for her heart was cold as the banker's eye. To be left alone was quite okay with her. A few of the boys from round about had tried for years to thaw her out, but no more luck than the crocodile has fur. They called her Deep Freezer Dinah from sunny Carolina. She's the coldest gal in town. She's kept her girlish figure, she really looks nice, but anything is bound to keep if you keep it on ice. She once caused much confusion by giving a transfusion, for the patient nearly froze to death. She took a trip to Borneo and started quite a fuss. The cannibals shouted, take her away, no frozen food for us. No, Deep Freezer Dinah from sunny Carolina, she's the coldest gal in town. Hey, Dinah! Come on out from behind that ice bag, will you, baby? Oh, yeah. Take it away, kids. Take it away.
Deep Freezer Dinah from sunny Carolina. She's the coldest gal in town.
Now, when she's out on parties, she's easy to please. Or she'll drink anything you've got, including antifreeze.
One guy double-crossed her by trying to defrost her and nearly burnt the building down, down, down.
Now she gets a lot of fan mail from the land of ice and snow, for she's become the pin-up gal of the lonesome Eskimo. Deep Freezer Dinah from sunny Carolina, she's the coldest gal in town. Mama, hand me my hot water bottle.